someone who's clean with a dirty mind. Downtown, all around, take me on a Jenny ride.
Episode 62, where I am already pissed off before we even start. I'm so frustrated.
Yeah, we're having connection. Stuff. We're having technical issues. We're having connection problems. Can I tell you that I am so... This is going to be the I hate technology episode because I am so over AT&T. I had them for so long and I've loved them and I've had no problems. And whenever I call, it's not a big deal. But can I tell you that since I moved into the new house and we had to, for some reason, I don't know why, they had to cancel out all the old stuff and generate a new account number and, you know, whatever. I have all my cell phones. We have the family plan, blah, blah, blah. But I decided to kind of cut the cord, which I know I told you guys about in a different episode. So all I have now with AT&T is my cell phones and my internet.
Right.
I have had the worst experiences with them since September with my fucking internet because they had this special, they had this promo. I won't give you the long story, but the funny part to me is that I tend to take out all of my aggression on customer service reps, especially when it comes to utilities.
Yeah.
When it comes to utilities, because you know, I'm good. I hold it all together. My therapist tells me I'm supposed to be Zen and like Gandhi and just let it roll up. Not utilities specific, just, but in my life, let all this shit and the stuff that I've been dealing with in the last couple of years, just roll off and be Zen and blah, blah, blah. Really hard to do. So I have a tendency to explode and some would call it misplaced aggression, but I actually call it therapy. I think it's very therapeutic because I don't really yell or get angry a lot in my regular life. So when somebody, and when I'm calling to deal with a technical thing with AT&T, and they're not helpful, I lose my shit and I get really aggressive really fast. And then I feel better.
I would
better.
Probably laugh my ass off if I heard that conversation.
Oh my God, you so would. Because I get off the phone and I'm like, whew, oh, God, that was good. Okay. Hey, you guys.
That felt good.
You want to go get a Slurpee? Let's go. Let's go have it. So unfortunately now I've passed the threshold of having it be satisfying because it's happened so many. I am not even remotely kidding you when I say that I've probably spent a combination of 10 to 15 hours combined on the phone with AT&T since September. One time it was in the middle of a family party. We had family over and I was on hold for half of it. So I just was carrying the phone around with me, but there was
still,
one time.
That's so annoying because you can't do anything.
Yeah. I had the phone. I dealt with it for about 2.5 hours in the middle of when family, like I was on the phone. I started it hours before family was supposed to get here.
Sure.
And it was a good hour into when the party had already started because I didn't want to start all over again. But I talk circles around them. I talk to managers. I get angry and aggressive. It's been really frustrating.
Right.
When you want something and it seems like a very simple thing to have your internet working, or just for your case, to have your internet working. And in my case, just to be billed the appropriate amount. They're charging, they've been billing me $72 every month for my internet instead of $25.
Ooh, that's smarts.
Oh yeah. Who fucking pays $72? I'm not in an office building. I don't have like a staff of 15 using my internet. $72? What the hell? No.
Listen, just breathe.
I know. It gets me all worked up every time I think about it.
I was all angry when we started, and now
transfer.
I'm like...
You've transferred it to
back.
Me. Yeah, you transferred
it
to me.
Well, I fixed the issue that we had while we were speaking.
Oh.
So now, yeah, of course, good to go when it's too late. But any case, if the audio on this show is less than stellar, it's because of technical difficulties beyond my control at the moment. All right, so anyway, let's start with... Word of the week.
Ready? Word of the week. Yeah.
Okay. Today's word is upper decker. Hmm. Upper decker.
Use it in a sentence.
I will, but I also suggest you finish chewing or swallowing whatever it is.
Oh, come on. I'm eating a bagel. I was trying to be quiet. Is it not quiet? I was trying to be quiet.
No, it's
about
not
it.
That it's not quiet. I just think you might vomit after you find out what it is.
Oh, shoot. Okay. Well, then... Let's vamp a little so I don't throw up in my mouth, because I don't like throw up. I don't know what it is. Maybe it's because I'm always eating, but I don't know why we always do super gross word of the weeks when I'm actually eating.
Well, maybe you shouldn't be eating when we're doing the show. How about that? That's novelty.
I can't help it. Listen, I have to multitask.
I understand. So do I.
Okay, hang on. I have one last bite. I'm going to shove it in. You talk about stuff while I'm chewing.
Well, wait.
Ah.
My papers fell on the floor, so let me pick them up. So eat.
Okay.
Really, everything is askew. Everything is just askew.
Everything is askew.
Oh, my God.
Okay.
All right.
All right. Give me a sentence.
Okay. The sentence is, I was so pissed at Keek that I gave her an upper decker.
What is dinging? Is it time? I'm sorry. Our time's up. Thank you so much for listening. We really appreciate everything that you do for us, but our time is up now.
Apparently, 75 angels got their wings just now.
I was okay. Like, oh, my time is up, apparently. Okay.
I was so pissed at Keek that I gave her an upper decker. That's not going to give you enough information to guess the definition, but that would be a sentence that I could use it in.
So
I will
you
navigate you
decker.
That the upper decker has something to do with your bathroom.
Okay, so we're in the bathroom, two people in the bathroom, upper decker. Is that?
I was so mad at Keek that I gave her an upper decker.
In the bathroom? You gave me an upper decker in the bathroom. Does it have anything to do with you pulling things out of the toilet with your hand?
No.
No,
it has
okay.
to do with the toilet.
Okay.
But I'm not pulling anything.
You're not taking anything out of the toilet with your hand?
Mm-mm,
okay.
No, definitely not.
Would it be have it involve defecating or urinating on another person?
It has to do with defecating, but defecating. It does not have to do with on another person.
Oh. You shit on the floor instead of shitting in the toilet?
No. Would you like to know?
I guess, yes.
Keek, an upper decker is when... An upper decker is when I, or someone like me, would take the top of your tank off, the lid of your tank.
Yeah.
And poop in it. And put the top back on so that as you continue to flush your toilet, all you see is brown water. And it smells, and you don't know why.
Why would you? Oh, it's supposed to be like a joke? Is that supposed to be a practical joke?
It's nasty, right? It's like a nasty thing to do to someone else because it's going to smell like shit, and your water's going to be brown, and you're probably not going to know why, and you may even call a plumber because you've got brown water, and your bowl's fine.
So I was close when I said it involved pooping on the floor. I was close. It would have been closer if it was pooping somewhere where you weren't supposed to put the poop.
Yes, yes. That, my friends out there, is called an upper deck or an upper decker. And I thought about this, actually.
Who thinks of these things, and who thinks of them enough and does them enough that it actually needs a term and ends up in the Urban Dictionary?
Wait a second. Who thinks and does any of the things? Fucking duck butter? Are you kidding me?
No, that's what I'm saying. That's what I'm saying. Any of the shit that we've talked about, half the word of the weeks that we've talked about, who thinks them up, and how do they end up happening so much and being talked about so much, unless the Urban Dictionary is just one really fucked up guy.
I don't know, but I was actually getting a massage, and my massage therapist, who's my friend, told me about the upper decker. So
seriously, come on now? How did that come up in conversation? You're all relaxed, you're getting a massage, you're super relaxed, and it's like, hey, Girk, would you like me? How's that tension? Is that good right there? You want me to work a little bit more on the shoulder? Hey, let me tell you a little bit about an upper decker. While you're relaxing on the table.
We might have been talking about the show, and he knows we do Word of the Week, so that might have been how it came up. But then again, I was laughing so hard because I thought about this whole scenario and knows that it would be an epic fail for me if I were to do it because...
Your aim is bad?
I don't have a tiny booty, one. It's not like
That's like having to shit in a thimble. Let me just say that.
Well, it's like the tank. My anus is small, but it's certainly, positioning could be problematic for me. But also, I would have to be under the influence of something to really do that, because I cannot imagine me even remotely thinking, I don't think I could ever do it. But
and I
anyway.
Love the person who originally thought about it didn't say, you stand up on the toilet bowl and hunker over the tank to poop in it, because clearly that's too acrobatic. They thought, you know what, that's not going to work for me, but I'm going to do this. I'm going to make this happen. What can I do so that my poop ends up in the tank without touching it? I know what I can do. I'm going to use the lid as a sort of scooper, like a pooper scooper, as it were.
Well, listen, we know if you recall back from a couple episodes, how difficult it was for me to give a stool sample doing it over the actual toilet. So me doing the upper decker, but I went even further. It's like, okay.
Threading a needle, Girk, threading a needle.
Right. So it's like, okay. I know. I resolved how I could do it if I was going to do it, but I'm go with my line here thinking. So let's just say that I successfully get the lid off the toilet, and my pants are down, I'm copping some kind of squat over the upper tank, and this would be me. My feet would slip on the bowl. I'd slip. I'd fall. I'd either crack my head open on the porcelain on my way down,
no, you'd
or
do
on
a
the
Winnie
corner.
The Pooh. You'd do a Winnie the Pooh. You'd fall into the tank, and your ass would get stuck in the tank.
No, the tanks are too small. My ass is too big. I don't have an ass like you. I have a big ass, which I happen to like, but you have a tiny little ass. You could fall in. I could not fall in. Believe me.
Hey, babe, I Winnie the Pooh again. Can you come in and help me out of the tank?
Right. Could you? Okay. So the result would be I would be bloodied and knocked out on the floor with my pants down around my ankle with someone's lid off the top of their toilet tank.
And then
I would be there. In.
I would be there because as a friend, I would have your back and I would say, no, we're doing this. And then my ass would be stuck in the tank. So somebody would walk in with you bloody, passed out, knocked out on the ground, and me like folded in half with my ass stuck in the
and
tank.
And you're going, what? Nothing's wrong.
No. We'll be out in a minute. Out in a minute.
Nothing to see here. Move along. Nothing to see here, folks.
Out in a minute. But can I just tell you, going back for a second about your stool sample, I get anxiety having to give urine samples because half the time, are you ever able to give a urine sample without peeing on your hand?
Yes.
I've been able to do it every, like, maybe third sample, I'll be able to do it without peeing on my hand. But the rest
I'm
of
good.
The time, I always end up peeing on my hand.
No, I'm good. I'm good
really?
At that.
You
yeah.
can do a clean catch?
Yeah, you know what? I pee a little, then stop.
I do, but that's because, what I do too. But when
right?
I, but
that's
when I'm
the
like
good kegels.
But yeah, I pee a little, and then because that's what you're supposed to do. You're supposed
right.
to pee a little and then clamp down, and then you get the cup down in there, but inevitably because you've clamped down and you've stopped the stream, you get the cup down, but you have to try to guess where the stream is going to pick up again when it comes back out. And sometimes
I
don't like you know I overshoot it where I'll be like ah son of a bitch.
And then you're chasing the cup with your hand.
And I'm chasing, yeah. I'm chasing it.
But if there's really, you got to just think strategically of your urethra and where that is.
Yeah, but you sometimes when you go right below it, all of a sudden if you've clamped down and the stream decides to be a little heavier and the flow overshoots it, or you've got the cup back too far and you overshoot a little, or usually what happens is I've got half in, half out, where I'm catching half the stream and the other half because I didn't like, it wasn't dead center. How do you
need to ease into it. You ease into it. You let the dribble start so you kind of get a good idea of where it's going. Because sometimes...
That could be my sheer lack of Kegel strength. I do Kegels, but maybe my Kegels aren't... I don't have, like, the supreme, like, superhero power over my Kegels.
No, listen, sometimes you get the dribbler urine stream where it's just going to go everywhere anyway. And then you've got the straight shot urine stream. We're not like guys.
No, mine gets stressed. I only have pee anxiety when I have to pee in a cup because then I clamp down and then the anxiety hits of like, oh, come on, just get in the cup. And then I think the pee anxiety comes out and it comes out in like a stronger flow. I can't control it because the anxiety hits and it just like shoots out and it overshoots the cup and it gets on my hand. And then I'm like, son of a bitch.
Right, and then it gets on the cup, and then you have to wipe the cup.
It gets on the cup, and then you feel bad for those poor people, even though they wear gloves anyway. And then you put it in the tray with all the other urine samples that you know all of those other ones are, like, filled with urine
right.
on the outside that people had to wipe off. And they're all different colors, and you're just like, jive, what's just
why right? are you seeing, how is it that you're seeing a myriad of other people's urine
because
samples?
Because sometimes, trust me, listen, you know, and all of our listeners know that I had to
many
deal with
UTIs, right?
Yes, many a UTI. So I've been in many a doctor's office. Many, I've done specialists. I've done the regular doctor. I've done the clinics. I've done, so there's a lot of different setups out there. Some, you go into the bathroom and there's that nifty little door where they say, when you're done, just open this little door and put, it's a two-sided door.
Oh.
They open it, you put it on the little ledge, you close the door, and then it's gone. Voila. And by magic, they know it's there and they open the other door eventually and they take it. But a lot of other places, they have a little tray in the bathroom, a little blue medical tray in the bathroom where they don't necessarily come in often enough to get
that
everybody's samples.
That is really scary, because what if I knew that you were going for like some kind of federal job and I went to the doctor's office knowing that you had to give a pee sample and that they don't collect them, and I went into the bathroom after you and I like put cocaine in your pee because it's got your name on it?
I'm going to guess that when they're doing drug tested urine samples, that they probably have a little bit more of a protocol going on there than just the, hey, leave it in the tray. Leave it in the tray next to everybody else's. But you know what? Maybe next time, just to fuck with people, I'll bring in some of my cocaine. And I'll, and I'll unscrew all the lids just to
right?
be like, ha ha, this is a funny prank I'm going to play on some people I don't know.
Marge, listen, Marge.
90-year-old
exactly.
Gladys. Listen, Gladys.
Right. Listen, we got your urine sample back and we see that you're really high in calcium in your urine. It's high too, but Gladys, there's some high levels of cocaine.
We have some pamphlets for you and we're going to bring someone in who'd like to chat with you a little bit.
Adult social services is going to be
some
visiting your home.
Adult social services. Are you depressed? No, that's like,
obviously maybe not depressed if she was not doing coke.
That's like when my son had to go in for a blood sample for something. He had to give a blood sample for something and they came back and they were like, I'm sorry, but your son has lead poisoning. And I was like,
what?
What? We don't live in Watts. Like, who gets lead poisoning unless you live in, like, a really, really old, crappy building where your kid is sucking on peeling
paint? Eating
the
paint out the radiator.
Yes. Mm-hmm. I flipped out. We did tests, and I was wigging out. And then come to find out, after, like, a week's worth of freaking out and calling every single specialist and pulling every string known to man to, like, I had friends who knew the head of children's pediatrics. My pediatrician called me and went, Dr. So-and-so just called me, and he was like my idol when I was in school. And he told me that the results are like this. And he was like, how do you, I don't know. I just know people. What did he say? Is he the most important person on the planet when it comes to lead poisoning? Because that's how, those are the strings that my family will pull.
Right.
And it turned out to be some fucking jackass at the lab who contaminated a bunch of samples. And apparently, they, after a week's worth of freaking out, I finally had to call somebody. They didn't call me, by the way. I called them, and I finally got someone on the phone that said, oh, yeah, what day was that? It was, whatever, June 12th. Oh, yeah, we did have a number of samples get called on that day for lead poisoning.
Yeah, Fred was sharpening his pencils in everyone's samples.
Didn't you think that when you had an oopsie at the lab that maybe you would have called the doctors who ran those labs to say, oh, hey, by the way, you're going to have to rerun that blood because they were contaminated? No? Nothing?
Wow.
You didn't think to make a couple calls?
Wow.
Because you know,
well,
when I sprinkled the cocaine in the urine, those people would get called.
Sure, they would have gotten called. Well, again, we seem to be on bodily functions, so I want to just go here. I think we might have talked about this a little bit before, but have we discussed that smelling farts may be good for your health?
We did.
Yeah. So I found this really interesting because it kind of ties into a story that I came across. But
this is, we understand that these are all written by the same gross dude, or not gross, but the same, like, you know, dude who is trying to convince everybody that women giving blowjobs is good for their health. Women swallowing semen is good for their health. Women smelling their dude's farts is good
for
their health.
Well, I don't know if it's the same guy.
I think it's the same guy.
This is a Dr. Mark Wood, a professor at the University of Exeter.
Yeah.
Is that him?
Dr. Mark Wood. Yep, for sure. For sure.
Okay,
that's the one.
Let's just
that's
to recap.
The one who's trying to get women to do stuff.
Yeah. While hydrogen sulfide gas is harmful in large doses, the study suggests that a whiff here and there has the power to reduce risks of cancer, strokes, heart attacks, arthritis, and dementia by preserving mitochondria. And there's another guy, Dr. Matt Whiteman, but he's also from the University of Exeter. Is that really a place? Is there really a University of Exeter? He worked on the study too, and he said that researchers are even replicating the natural gas in a new compound, AP39, to reap its health benefits. The scientists are delivering very small amounts of AP39 directly into mitochondrial cells to repair damage, which could hold the key to future therapies. So you'll have to decide for yourself whether exposure to hydrogen sulfide and flatulence is worth the potential health benefits.
Listen, I live in a house with two boys, mm-hmm. so I can guarantee you that I'm going to be cancer-free.
Well, good, but you know, it's really about whether or not it bothers you. And apparently, Keek, I know this isn't going to surprise you that this occurred in Florida, but a Florida woman attacks farting husband. This is...
Wait, hang on. Was it with a knife?
No.
Oh, okay. Wait. Was it just... Did she try to strangle him?
Mm-mm,
okay.
No. Let me just read
did
the
she
story.
Throw... No, this is more fun. Did okay. she throw any sort of kitchen utensil at him?
No.
So it's not strangling, not punching. Did she punch him?
Damn it.
Okay, now I give up.
Well, yeah. So as written, and as always in the HuffPost style, marriage isn't always a gas. A 55-year-old woman in Port Lucia, Florida, was arrested earlier this month for domestic battery after allegedly attacking her husband for farting in bed. This is according to WPTV.com.
Aw, who doesn't like a good Dutch oven every now and then? Come
right.
on.
Right. The flatulence flap occurred at 3:20 a.m. on December 11th at okay. the home of Don Michael, okay. according to police reports. Michael's husband told police that she started elbowing him. She elbowed him. She didn't punch him.
Oh, elbows. Okay.
When he passed gas, he says, Don began kicking him and eventually kicked him out of their bed.
Oh, kicking. So she yeah. elbowed and kicked him. Okay.
Yeah. According to an affidavit obtained by tcpalm.com, the husband waited a few moments to clear the air, so to speak, before getting back into bed. Now, Dawn's fucking pissed. I mean, she's not having it at 3:20. He probably woke her up is what I'm thinking, Keek. Like,
yeah, but explain to me where the battery comes in. So he's going to call the cops on his wife for elbowing and kicking him out of bed?
I guess. So
that's as bad as it got?
After he got back into bed, another butt trumpet occurred. The man said his wife started elbowing him and kicking him again, according to the website. After a scuffle, now they've had a scuffle, Don Michael told police she ran to the bathroom to call 911. She called 911. She discharged a canister of pepper spray in the bedroom,
what?
According to the Miami Herald.
Wait, Michael why was charged- would she call? She's the one who's fucking his shit up. Why would she call 911?
Maybe she was afraid of his gas. Well, they had a scuffle.
They had a scuffle. But did she, doesn't she know he was trying to cure her cancer?
That's what I'm saying. Apparently she's missing, you know, she's not very well educated. She certainly hasn't been paying to the University of Exeter study.
Can I tell you that there's a radio station, there's a morning show here in Los Angeles that actually does a show or a segment called Florida or Anywhere Else?
Seriously,
and they will read off. They will read off crazy crap.
Crime reports.
And you have to guess whether it was in Florida or anywhere else, because most of it's in Florida.
Yeah, it is. There's some crazy stuff going on in Florida. So apparently Dawn went to jail, but I just want all of our listeners to know she was later released. Hmm. So, but
because she tried to claim that he was, she called 911 and said, my husband's trying to kill me with his farts. Attempted murder via gas.
They had the scuffle, so perhaps after the scuffle, she got scared.
They had a scuffle, but it sounds like the scuffle was more her beating his shit up.
I would think, but he's a grown man, elbowing and kicking. I mean, although I saw a picture of her. She's a big girl, like a sturdy girl.
She's sturdy.
So I'm thinking that she's probably capable of inflicting some serious damage.
She's a sturdy girl.
Especially if her husband's thin.
I'll bet that was a really attractive looking mugshot too, considering she had gotten plenty of sleep the night before.
And pepper spray. She had to have gotten some of that pepper spray in her eyes.
Those mugshots crack me up.
Mm-hmm. But also in the news this week, Keek.
Uh-oh. What?
A Walmart proposal kicks off romantic night of sex toy stealing.
Oh, that's love.
Yeah.
Love, exciting and new.
You're going to love this story.
Come aboard. We haven't had a news story about stealing sex toys in a long time.
Well, actually, it was
good
they
times.
Were so
good
excited
times.
About their proposal.
Yeah.
The couple is accused of stealing two thongs, oral sex candy.
What is oral sex candy? I mean, can't you just, if you really want to, why is it oral sex candy? Can't you just grab a regular ring pop and shove it up there?
Oh my god! Your ring pop would be your butt plug? Is that what you're
you don't want the candy part would be sticking out. You shove the ring pop part up there so the candy's sticking out so he's got something to lick, right? What's oral? I don't understand what oral candy is.
Wait, before we get to the oral sex candy, I'm actually disturbed by your ring pop thing.
Well, that's where my brain went. Like, why is it oral sex candy?
Isn't it just regular candy? Now I'm confused by what
you're
saying.
Take a candy bar and shove half of it up there and half of it up, like.
And you eat your way out, literally? Ew. And like, how would you know where the candy bar stops and the poop starts? You wouldn't.
You took it to the butt place. I was talking about your vajayjay.
Oh my god, I am thinking that you are saying but wait, for your version, would you stick the sucker part, the ring pop part in the vagina?
No, that's what I'm saying. You put the part that goes on your finger up the vag and then the candy sticking out.
That's exactly where I thought you were going.
So he's got something to lick.
That's really fucked up, first of all, for a couple reasons. One, that plastic part would scratch your uterus so badly.
No.
Second of all, I don't know about you, but someone's going to lose that ring pop up into their
I'm not talking
cavity.
About putting the gigantic disc part up there. I'm just talking about putting the part that goes on your finger. That's not any bigger than a tampon. Come on.
So you're just saying to put that at the labia. You're not saying to actually insert that into the vagina.
No, the candy part has to be sticking out like you're a human sucker.
Okay, conversely, I went with... Because what's the point? You know what I would do? I'd say lick the sucker, rub it on my junk, and then lick my junk. I mean, you know what I'm saying? Like, that's that.
Listen, I wouldn't say any of that. It's just where my brain... just where my brain went when you said oral sex candy. I was like, but I don't understand what that means. I mean, I've heard of, like, edible underwear, but oral sex candy?
I don't know either.
I know that there's motion lotions and there's lotions that have flavor to them, and there's edible undies and stuff like that, but what the fuck is oral sex candy?
I don't know. Someone's going to have to let us know. Maybe we'll have to look that up.
All right, hang on.
Look it up.
Okay, you continue on. I'm going to see if I can find
something. But where you went with me with the ring was that you would put that up your bum and then pull it out and have the person lick it and then shove it back up there and pull it back out like a butt plug.
I don't know. What are you reading? Does it explain?
Well, we haven't even gotten there. I haven't even gotten past the first sentence of the story because we were so derailed by the oral sex candy.
Hang on. Let me see.
I have to know now.
Okay. Oh, apparently they sell it on Amazon. Hang on.
Of course they do.
Oral sex candy BJ Blast. Three colors. Oh, cherry. Let's see what it says. It's finally here. The world's only fizzing... popping, bursting, exploding oral sex candy. Just sprinkle some in your mouth and go down for the ride of their life.
No, I'm not putting Pop Rocks in my mouth to give some guy a blowjob.
Eating out will never be the same. Okay, so this says, here, let's see what the legal disclaimer says. Actual product packaging and materials may contain more and different information than what is shown on our website. Oh, that's great. We recommend that you do not rely solely on the information presented and that you read labels, warnings, and directions. Wait, hang on. Let's read some reviews. I love the reviews. Here you go. Most helpful reviews. 2 stars. He didn't like it. This may be a novelty item gag gift, but the least they could do is make it taste decent. I could pick up a package of Pop Rocks for a fraction of the cost. Okay, here's
exactly.
Katarina. He didn't like it. Here's 1 star. I tried strawberry flavor and it kept him tasting sweet the entire time. It did pop and fizzle in my mouth like the candy, but he did not like it. He said it felt scratchy and was grossed out by the undissolved crystals. I'm going to fill in the blank there and say left on his shaft.
Yeah.
Okay, 1 star. Pop Rocks would have been cheaper and tasted better. Not recommended.
See?
Ick. That's what Ash says. Ick. Okay, so apparently this is like Pop Rocks for your penis. Because these are all women doing it to the men. So see, I immediately when... Oh, and right next to it, what do customers buy after viewing this item? Comfortably numb deep throat spray in spearmint.
wait, go there. Go there.
So people, so the women who are buying.
Wait. So what does that mean? That you spray that in your throat and then
No, this is not a sex candy. This is just people who buy these pop, the people who buy the BJ sex candy also look at and purchase at the same time comfortably numb deep throat spray.
Well, what, read it. What is that?
I'm guessing these are women who give a lot of blowjobs and then need spray.
I gotta think exactly that they. It's like, what is that, chloraseptic for people who have a lot of oral sex?
It's a comfortably numb as a flavored desensitizing spray, specially formulated to reduce the discomfort associated with oral sex.
Yes!
This refreshing mist contains a mild numbing agent that coats the back of the throat, helping to suppress the gag reflex and prevent discomfort during oral sex. Discreet enough to take with you wherever you go. This special spritz doubles as a breath freshener as well.
I was going to say, is that your Banaka Blast?
That's really good. That's really good for him, because what happens if you spray just a little too much? Everything is numb and all you are is just a big open hole. And he's like, bang, bang. He's just, there's nothing.
You can't speak. You're like, he's like, baby, the puncture of your tongue.
Are you going to suck? Are you going to close your mouth? Are you just going to stand there like a, I could use my sex doll for this. Let's see what customers who bought this also bought Pipe Dreams Tushy Tamer.
Wait,
Doc Johnson. Johnson Goodhead Variety Pack and Passion Lube's Oral Throat.
Wait. I gotta go back to this like oral spray thing, because you just imagine you'd be like, what's that? What's that? Oh, I'm just spraying my throat for what? Oh, Fred wants another blowjob, and I've done 5 today, and my throat's killing me.
I can't take it anymore. Let's read some reviews. I tried this spray solo before putting it to real use, just to see if it lived up to its claims. So what, she just sprayed it in the back and then stuck her finger back there to see
if she... Or shoved like an eggplant in her mouth?
I can definitely say that it worked. Actually, based on the reviews, I was kind of iffy, but after about 4 sprays, as far back as I could possibly reach, my once overly active gag reflex was totally eliminated. I tested it in various ways and did not have any type of normal gagging. For the other reviewers who say it didn't work, they probably didn't spray it far back enough, or they just didn't get the right spot. So wait, let's see. Great tasting, but doesn't last more than 5 minutes. Don't let it sit in your mouth for too long in the back, or it goes up your sinus cavity and numbs it. When you try and perform, you end up almost throwing up.
See, that's my concern. I throw up really easily, so I have to be careful if I were to participate in something like that. Not the spray, but in general. That if I were to participate in ever doing blowjobs, which, you know, I never have. So I would have to be careful. That's a concern of mine, because I don't want to throw up. And what could be worse? Like, oh my God, you're so good. Blech. I'm so sorry. I just puked on you. I'm so sorry.
But you don't have trouble with that in regular life, do you?
What specifically are you asking me?
Throwing up on people afterwards?
No, but I know my limitation. I know I'm not deep throating, probably.
No.
If that were to happen.
My husband is amazed at the improvement. He loves me for using this.
Right. He doesn't love you before that, but he loves you for using this, I'll tell you.
Let's see. Wait, I want to find somebody who hated it. Come on, give me somebody who hates it.
Well, apparently this is a good product. Maybe you should buy it.
Wait, so then, but my...
That's your homework, Keek.
I'm not fucking using that. Wait, hang on. I want to go back to the people who bought Comfortably Numb Deep Throat Spray, also purchased...
What was the butt one?
Let's go back. Pipe Dreams Tushy Tamer? Let's see what this
that?
Is. Pipe Dreams Tushy Tamer Anal Desensitizing Cream. So wait, let me get this straight. They're advertising all these products as, here's something that you can do for your man. All of these are, here's something you can...
Right.
You can desensitize sensitive areas of your body so your man can defile them in any manner and as hard as he wants to.
Right.
What kind of a message is this sending? Yeah. You don't want to do anal because it hurts and because your body is telling you not to stretch it out in that way. But here's a product that you can do so your man can go to town and,
right.
And literally fuck your shit up. Okay, here you go. Ease into comfort with this incredible anal desensitizing cream. Perfect for beginners to anal play. This specially formulated lotion gently numbs and desensitizes the rectal area, making the experience something. Why isn't it? Hang on. making the experience more comfortable and enjoyable for both partners. How is it more enjoyable for the female? She can't feel anything. Why is it? It's not
Bob,
enjoyable for me.
Bob, is that the whole fist you got going on there or just a couple fingers? Because I'm not sure what's happening.
I bought this at my local adult store and this does the job. I let it set for a few minutes and it took the pain away. I recommend this product for first-time anal partners. Of course, I didn't feel anything as he was ripping the skin literally off my body. And afterwards, I spent days in the hospital, but it was worth it.
That is so not what they said.
No, I might have added a little bit there at the end. Received product in good condition and got it in a few days. One problem is that it's hard to squeeze out of the container. It isn't sticky, easily washes away. You will, let's see, probably need to apply it a few times because it will dry off. I wouldn't buy this if you were looking for something that will take away pain from anal sex. It didn't really do much for me for desensitizing. But it may work for you. Didn't do shit for me, but it might work for you. All right, let's see what this other product was. Wait, people who buy this, what do they buy? Anal ease.
Good God. Okay, go on.
Okay, so go ahead. Back to you. Back to you, Bob.
Are there any other products that we should be letting our listeners know about?
Let me see. I want to go back to this one.
Because we've only gotten to the first sentence of the story, and I will tell you that our...
Dude, this is awesome. Wait, hang on.
This is better than the story ever could be, let me tell you.
One last one, and then we'll finish the story. Doc Johnson Goodhead. Variety pack of 5 flavors, 1-ounce bottles in a 5-count package. Let's see what Doc Johnson says. Goodhead sampler pack for the ultimate tasty blowjob. Never let your gag reflex stop you from deep throating again. Includes mystical mint, juicy passion fruit, sweet strawberry, sexy cinnamon, wild cherry. Yeah, so
and
this is apparently...
You're supposed to put that on someone's penis and then it's going to taste good?
Yeah. Customers who bought this also bought Crazy Girl Wanna Be Aroused.
Okay, go there.
Shibari Intimate Lubricant.
No, the Tasty Girls Want to Be Aroused. I'm Tasty Girl. Can I have Tasty Girls Who Want to Be Aroused for $500, please?
Sure. Yeah. Let's see. Giving and receiving oral is much more pleasurable, fulfilling, and satisfying experience for both partners when using the Crazy Girl Want to Be Aroused Oral Sex Gel. This gel delivers smooth lubrication and increased sensitivity and allows for heightened vaginal arousal with every touch. Tease, please, and excite foreplay with the pleasing, delicious taste. Let's see what these say. Divalicious arousal and pleasure during oral intimacy. Because that's what I want to be. Divalicious. Does it suppress the gag reflex? Is one of the questions. No, this is arousal bomb, dumbass, for woman. If you want gag reflex.
I was going to say, what is a man gagging on? Is your clitoris that big that he's got to deep throat your clitoris?
I don't know. This woman recommends Goodhead for gag reflex. Okay, let's see what else. What do they say? Hang on. Fortunately, this stuff isn't oily like some of the other brands my husband and I have tried, and the taste is just like cotton candy. Let's see. Wife loved it. It tastes good. My wife went crazy over this stuff. One taste, and I couldn't get her to stop. Not that I wanted her to. Oh, see, this is still all like the guys making it all about them. Whatever.
Yeah.
Okay. I'm over it. All right. Finish your story.
I think we're going to have a new segment of Amazon reviews on products because
hang on. I have
really
to delete
funny.
My history for the next time my son uses my computer. That's great. Okay.
All right. So... Now we're going to go back to the story. We hope you folks enjoyed that because I sure did. now that we know what oral sex candy
that's,
is.
That's a new segment called QVC with Kirk and Keek.
Yeah, I just like the Amazon reviews because some of them are really funny. Okay, so ain't love grand? A couple that celebrated its engagement at a Walmart, we already know how highbrow these folks are, with a $29.62 ring and a dramatic proposal over the PA system, spent the night in separate jail cells after allegedly shoplifting sex toys. This is not in Florida, Keek. Any ideas where?
Tennessee.
Mm-mm.
North, Alabama.
North.
Oh. West Virginia.
Northeast. Northwest, rather.
Northwest. Idaho.
Midwest.
Oh. Illinois.
No.
Ohio. I don't know.
Michigan.
I was close.
Yeah. You only named 30 states. You're right. You were pretty close.
I was circling in on it.
Bay City authorities in Michigan arrested William Cornelius Jr., 25, and Sherry Moore, his 20-year-old fiancé, on December 30th after the couple allegedly stole a bride-to-be thong, an edible thong, oral sex candy, and a vibrator from a Spencer shortly after leaving Walmart. Investigators said Cornelius
purchased
the ring.
Wow, Walmart sells all that stuff. Walmart sells vibrators?
No, this was at a store called Spencer's, which is adjacent to Walmart, apparently.
Oh, I was going to say, damn, Walmart, branching out.
Yeah. Investigators say Cornelius purchased the ring before popping the question. Surveillance footage shows Cornelius dropping to one knee as Moore says yes to the applause of their fellow customers. I got to stop here.
And then he whipped out his desensitizing spray, sprayed her, and went to town in the middle of the Walmart or the Spencer's.
Right. I just have to interject here. Just as you know, everyone, I'm single.
Yeah.
I don't know if I'll ever get married again. That's really not on my agenda. Like, if it happens, it's great. But I will tell you this. If I'm ever with anybody who would think that proposing to me in the aisle of a Walmart is up my alley, would be the sweet spot, they could just move along.
That was pretty much the first episode of that show, Superstore. I wanted to watch it to check it out because it's all about basically working in a Walmart or a Kmart or some Target or whatever. And they showed this guy, cheaping out, picking out a nice cubic zirconia, $5, $10, $15 ring at the counter. And then later in the episode, popping the question in the middle of the Superstore. So there you go.
Yeah. Okay.
Apparently, people do it. That's romance.
I know. But you know what?
Exciting and new.
I don't care so much about the ring. Like, if that's what their means could provide them, it's a symbol.
Absolutely. But I don't care about that. As long as you don't try to pass it off to her as that it's real. But it's the getting down on one knee in the middle of the Walmart.
That happened to a friend of mine.
What? The guy gave her a ring and told her that it was a real diamond, or let her believe it was a real diamond? No, a gift, earrings, a necklace.
Trying to be careful here.
How'd she find out?
Her ex-husband was a jeweler.
So she obviously would have assumed that it was real.
I think at one point it was.
Oh, it was hers? It was hers before? And she had him fix it or do something to it? And he took the diamond out of it?
He must have switched it out over the course of their marriage.
Oh, so it was her wedding ring.
Yeah.
And over the course of the marriage, maybe closer to the end, when they were going to get divorced, he decided to swap the diamond out?
Diamonds.
He swapped them all out?
Yeah.
So when she went, after they were divorced, did she go to have it appraised?
Yes.
And they were all fake?
Yep.
What'd she do?
Nothing? What do you do? What did
she
do?
Did she confront him?
I don't recall exactly how that... It was really too... That's bad.
That's low.
Yeah, he's asshole. He's a piece of shit. But it happens.
Wow.
But I, you know what? Seriously, if our means were that... If it was a wood ring, if it was something that was... had sentiment to it. I don't care about the diamonds. I mean, that's great. I don't need someone to go into Hawk to get me something. I mean, I will admit, I had a really beautiful wedding ring.
What'd you do with it?
I still have it.
Because I know some people do the whole jewelry thing. They make it into something else afterwards. They do the consolation prize, the lovely parting gifts, and they'll make it into it. Because they're not going to wear the ring again. And especially if you don't have kids or anyone to pass it down to, then what do? You make it into a necklace, you make it into earrings, but I don't know.
I don't know. The main diamond was my parents' diamond from my mom's wedding ring. We all know how well that went. That should have been an indication not to use that diamond, but...
Yeah, why'd you use the divorce ring? It was cursed.
I don't know. But there's all the... It's beautifully... There's pave diamonds all on either side, and pave diamonds are set into the ring.
Why don't you have it remade, reworked into something else?
Well, I was actually thinking... Because the ring is so beautiful, I was actually thinking of maybe having the diamond replaced and, like, putting a sapphire or something in it and making it a cocktail ring.
I think you should. And then you can take the diamond and do something else with it.
Give it to my nephews or something like that.
I'll make a necklace.
Yeah, I'm not big jewelry. Anyway, so let's get back to the story about after I just said that I would not propose to me in a Walmart.
Right. Okay. Note to all the people out there, all the prospective prospective mm-hmm. suitors. Don't propose to Girk in a Walmart. Or let's just throw it out there and widen the net a little bit. No Target. No Kmart. No store. No grocery superstore of any kind.
No retail stores whatsoever.
No retail store of any kind. Okay, go ahead.
So they have the surveillance footage that shows that he proposed to her at the Walmart. But no one was applauding at the Spencer's. An employee called the Bay County Sheriff's Department with a shoplifting complaint a short time after. The two suspects fled the area before police arrived. a woman later identified Moore as she was apprehended near a Taco Bell. She was followed there by a Spencer employee, according to court records. Deputies said they searched Moore and found a pair of gold earrings and a silver necklace with a star pendant. Moore denied stealing anything from Spencer's, of course, because she stole it probably from the Walmart.
Right.
Cornelius was found sleeping in the mall's food court after he fell asleep at a table while tying his shoes.
What?
Come again.
Cornelius was found tying your shoes.
Maybe he's narcoleptic.
He was so excited by the proposal, or so romantic, that he was like, here, baby, let's get married. And then he just laid his head down and fell asleep. Okay. That's odd.
But again, maybe he's narcoleptic. Maybe he falls asleep randomly from time to time.
Okay.
I really don't recommend stealing or being a burglar if you're narcoleptic. It's a bad line of work, I would think. You're like, okay, in the middle of a heist and you fall asleep.
Go ahead.
Okay. So anyway, the deputies woke him up, searched him, and found a watch and a variety of the items from Spencer's worth $80.93. Cornelius was arrested for retail fraud, and Moore was charged with larceny. I think they're on a good path for really
they're stable going down a good path. I think they've made, so far they've made some really good life choices. How old are they?
25 and 20. Okay. They've got a lot of time ahead of them to straighten this out or to continue on their path.
Yeah, they're going down a really good path. Really good path.
Yeah. All right, guys. Well, there you go.
Yeah,
that's our show for this week.
That's it. Poop and larceny.
Poop and larceny, larceny and poop. You know what? Superfan Tim is going to be very excited about this episode.
He's going to be so disappointed in us.
Yes. Well, hey, you guys, we're back on track. We've got another great show for you next week because this one was stellar. And we will see you then. Have a great week, you guys. Love you.
Love you. Bye. I need someone who's clean with a dirty mind.